Between the two. This morning, as Debbie mentioned, we're going to focus our time on some worship together, some interaction, some prayer times together, led by a number of different people. Again, I just appreciate everybody's willingness to do that. But before we start that process, I want to remind myself how much our God loves us, how much He loves you. One of the joys of this Advent season is celebrating the fact that God, as we'd seen John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son to give life, to give hope, to give us something to anticipate. And one of the ways that God reminds us, I believe, that he loves us is the fact that he knows our name. He knows your name. He knows my name. Psalm 147, the psalmist writes that God, the creator of all things, quote, determines the numbers of stars and calls them each by name. And that just boggles my mind. You just some night go out and just stand out there and look up at the night sky and say, God, you know each of those stars by name. If he knows each star by name, there's no issue in getting to know and remember our names. But in Gospel of John chapter 10, Jesus, in a parable describing himself as the good shepherd, he says this, quote, he calls his own by name and leads them out. He calls them by name. Who are his sheep? We are. We are his sheep. And he knows our name. He knows your name. He knows all who love him. And to me, again, that is just totally amazing that God, the creator of all that is, knows my name. There's a holy aspect to that, and I want us to reflect on that. So we're going to do something we don't usually do on a Sunday morning, and that's ask you to do some shouting. And not negative, nothing bad. We're not going to shout and yell at each other. But what I'm going to invite us to do in a few moments is, I want you to shout out, my name is, and then give your name. I'm going to say, my name is Claire. I mean, I don't want you to say that. Well, I guess, Claire, you could say that. Yeah, my name is Claire, and God knows my name, all right? Let's do it. My name is Claire, and God knows my name. Amen, I agree. God knows my name. He knows your name. Matt and Kate, we're going to invite you forward to come and lead us in a prayer for our children and our youth before the children go out to Kids Zone.
So I want to offer a blessing and a prayer for the kids and the youth here. So children of the gathering, may you understand the deep love God has for you. May you always remember he sent his one and only son so that you might live. May this example of love set the standard for the way you love others throughout your lifetime. Never forget that God fills you with his love so you, in turn, can give that love away to others. May you know the joy that comes from caring for others. And may your heart be open to the needs of the people around you. May you know God is here. He sees you. May you feel his presence. Listen for his voice and experience his love. Know that God is mighty to save. And because of this, you never have to be afraid. May you have eyes to see God working all around you. And may you know and never forget God is with you and wants you to know him. May you know and understand that the mighty and powerful God who created the heavens and the earth, loves you, chose you, and has adopted you into his family. When things get hard, may you be strengthened by knowing that you belong to him. Go out today with confidence in the fact that you are a child of God and that he created you in his wonderful image.
Dear God, thank you so much for the youth of the gathering. Thank you for the joy, laughter, fun, and energy that they bring to all of us. God, I thank you for the gifts that you have given each of them, and I pray that the youth would come to know the strengths that you have created within each of them. God, I pray that each youth would know their value. I pray that each of the youth would find their place and understand their worth. I pray that you would surround each of the youth with people who will encourage them and build them up. God, thank you for the friendships that have formed within the youth group here at church. God, I pray that these friendships would continue to grow and would be deep and meaningful connections for the youth. I pray for the youth at school. God, I pray that each of the youth would have places of belonging, places where they feel seen, places where they know they matter, places of connection, people to laugh with, people to talk with, people who understand and get them. God, I pray for a quiet confidence for each member of the youth group. I pray that when they face situations that may be new or uncomfortable, they can feel sure of who they are, what they believe, and hold strong to the values they know are important. I pray that each of these youth would know that they are surrounded by a network of parents, family, church, and friends that have their backs and love them unconditionally. God, I pray that you would continue to nurture the faith of each of our youth. I pray that you will grow a desire in each of the youth to understand you and want to know more of you. God, thank you that you see each of these youth. Thank you that you are always with each of these youth. I thank you that you know and deeply love each one of them. I pray that they would feel this and know this. Amen.
And the children are dismissed to go with Ellen.
Yeah. One got away at the front. Thank you, Matt and Kate, for our prayers for our children, our youth. To me, it's always one of those incredible blessings to walk into the sanctuary here, the gym, and see the numbers of children, the number of youth that we have here. We are very, very blessed as a congregation for that. In a moment, Catherine is going to lead us through a reading as we light the Advent candles again. And I know there'll be some who say, but Advent's over, it's done, it's Christmas is past. But I feel like there's a significance again of lighting and reminding ourselves of the presence of God. And I want us to look at this a bit. Christ has come. We've celebrated his coming. But this morning, as we read together and light the Christ candle and then the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love, I ask you as individuals to reflect on which candle it is that God is inviting you to focus on as we move into 2025. What candle brings that sense of, that's my focus? Is God calling you to live in deeper hope? Do you seek a fuller and deeper joy? Is he calling you to more fully fix your eyes on Jesus, the light of the world, that Christ candle? Are you feeling the need for peace in your life? And so we're going to light those candles, and Catherine is going to lead us in a reading here as we light them.
So I will begin, and then there will be words on the screen for you to follow along with me. Thank you, God, for your willingness to enter our world in human form. Emmanuel, God with us. We light the Christ candle to remind us that Jesus is present, living in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We also light the candle, affirming our hope in the shed blood of Jesus. The candle of peace. The candle of joy. The candle of love. Amen.
I want to invite you now to take just a minute or two to share with an individual, go in twos or threes, maximum of three together, and just take a moment and say, share, what is the candle that you say, God, you just sort of, again, have impacted me to say, that is my focus as we move into a new year. Is it hope? Is it the Christ candle, the light of the world? Is that your focus? Is it a joy? Is it peace? And share why. And then as we finish in about two, I'll give you about 2 minutes to do that discussion. And then we're just going to ask you, invite you to pray for each other that God would bring that hope, that desire, that focus to reality. So, you know, share, you know, as I say, with one or two others, just to take about 2 minutes to do that. Thank you for sharing together in that. And my prayer would be, as we move into 2025, as of Wednesday, we keep the sense of that vision of that candle in our lives and what God is going to redo within us as we focus on that. None of us know what 2025 will bring. The joys, the challenges of life, bad days, great days. Yesterday afternoon, I had called one of my nieces who is walking through a pretty difficult time. Her husband's in hospital at the moment. She says, Claire, there's days I feel like in the last 10 years, there's just been so many negative things in our lives and so many difficult things. I feel like we're due for 20, 30 good years ahead of us. And I said, well, life doesn't always seem to bring that, but we'll pray for some of those good things to happen in your lives. But there'll be times of laughter. There will be times of tears. There'll be times of loss, times of overwhelming blessing, and times when emotions and situations of life just seem to mess together and, not sure where it's all going to go as the havoc of those emotions that we have. And those are the times that I look at and I hear Paul's word from Philippians 4 echoing through my mind as he said, quote, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in each and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. An amazing statement of confidence from Paul. Paul knew the confidence is where his spiritual strength comes from. His God, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, was his source of strength, his source of life. And Paul accessed that strength through a relationship that he had, a relationship of prayer, a relationship of praise with his Heavenly Father. And in Ephesians 6, Paul commands us this. He says, quote, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And I love that phrase, pray. Talk to God with all kinds of prayers and requests. Because there's those times when we pray, maybe we're in solitude and we just sort of spill the pain out of our lives, the emotion of your heart to God, the oh, help me, God moments. Sometimes those can be more than just moments. It can be hours of oh, help me, God. The prayer of praise and song that never ends. Those moments when there's really no words that need to be spoken in prayer. Your spirit just seems to say, I need to be at solitude and I need to be at peace here. Be alert. Pray in the Spirit with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and pray for all of God's people. What a gift that we have been given to be able to pray for, to lift each other up, to pray for ourselves and for others. And that's part of our goal this morning as a body of believers that we spend time bringing to God all kinds of prayers and requests led by various individuals. And again, I just encourage you to listen for God to speak in the midst of our prayers and to rest in the presence of God. And we're going to start this morning by praying a psalm from Scripture. And we're going to invite you to join that, and that should come up on the screen, I believe. Psalm 95. But I need to find it in my notes. There we go. Say this prayer. We invite you to read it. You're going to have to keep your eyes open. We don't have to pray with our eyes closed. That's the beauty of prayer as well, especially if you're driving. I don't recommend that at all. But we're not driving anywhere today. So let's pray together as we read from the screen. Come. Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his. He made it. For his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Debbie and team, come and lead us in a song of prayer. Sing with us.
Father God, you know that there are many in our church community, in our families, and in our neighborhoods who are grieving right now because the death of a loved one over the last months, many years. You created us to be in relationship with each other, and when these relationships are broken by death, we feel deep pain and sadness. We know, Jesus, that you also experienced this pain of loss as you stood at the graveside of your friend Lazarus. Please, Abba, be close to us as we grieve. Provide comfort and healing in our brokenness. Help us to find ways to continue to look to you as our source of hope. We also want to pray for those who are feeling very vulnerable today, for those who feel like life is just out of control, for those who lack peace and security in their lives, and for those who are lonely and discouraged. This is such a dark place to be, and we need your presence there with us. Remind us, God, that you are so close by, close enough to touch, and that you love and accept us just as we are. We don't have to change. Abba, be our companion, be our strength, be the friend who journeys with us as we walk along this path. Father, we pray also for those who need physical healing today, for those who are sick or sad or just need somebody's touch. God, you've blessed us so much with doctors and nurses and medicines that can provide us with care and healing. We thank you for that. But as Claire was talking to, we pray, God, for that miraculous gift of the healing and peace that can come as a result of the prayers of your people. This is such a wonderful gift that we can give to each other. And that way, we want to pray right now for Luke Bowman. He goes for surgery again, this time on January the 10th. We pray, Father, that this will go smoothly this time and that Luke will stay well and that he'll be able to go for surgery. We want to pray for the doctors and the nurses who will work with Luke. Let that team be gracious and great. Be close to his mom and dad, his brothers, and all his friends and family who will be praying for him and waiting. We want to place Luke firmly in your hands. And God, as we come to the end of this prayer time, we want to spend some time right now in silence because we all have people in our lives, God, who are going through these things. They're grieving. They're feeling vulnerable or they're in need of healing. So we're going to spend a few minutes in silence praying for those people in our lives who are doing that. Father God, we lift all these names up to you because we know that you love us and that you're here with us and walking with us. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's read together Psalm 23 as it appears on the screen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He resides me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for your presence and guidance during this past year. You are a faithful God. As a new year dawns, we remember your goodness to us individually and to us as a church. Today, we lift prayers for you, for the adults in our congregation. Matt and Kate have led us in a prayer for children, and now we will pray for their parents. God, you have given our parents an honorable task of nurturing and teaching these individuals, these little individuals. We pray wisdom, discretion, and understanding. Be the guiding principles as they parent. May they be wise in their discipline and show discretion in emphasizing things that are truly important, and be understanding when their children are upset. May they model the way of Jesus as taught to us through the Sermon on the Mount, and more importantly, may they be gracious and forgiving with themselves when they do not live up to the standards that they have set, knowing that God is gracious and forgiving. God, we thank you for your parents, for the parents. There are adults in our congregation who are single. We lift them up to you to hold them in the palm of your hand. We thank you, God, for the many gifts you have given them and that are shared with the congregation. We pray that those who live alone may not be lonely in their solitude. In Isaiah, God gives us this promise. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. We pray, God, be their constant companion. May we as a congregation be reminded to be inclusive in caring and encouraging for our single members. May they know they are valued for who they are as persons created and loved by God. God, we thank you for the single people in our congregation. We pray for those of us who are seniors or retired, whose lives have slowed down. We are grateful for the wisdom and life's experiences that you have given us and that we bring to the gathering church. May we continue to feel valued and respected for all our insights and knowledge, even as our involvement may not be as intense as it once was. I also pray that as seniors, we are willing to be open-minded, listen to those younger than us, willing to listen to different perspectives, new ways of doing things, recognizing that change is God-given and blessed. Thank you, God, for the seniors in our congregation. I pray for all of our adults at the gathering that we may know the depth and breadth of God's love for us, that he loves us, that he loves us for who we are, not for what we do. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I invite you to receive these prayers for yourselves, for God's leading and wisdom in this year that is upcoming. God, in your word, you encourage us to seek and to cherish wisdom, to not let wisdom out of our sight. God, may we be people who choose to be attentive to your ways, to your words. God, help us to seek and to cherish wisdom. God, thank you that you are a light unto our paths. God, thank you that in the places that seem dark or shadowed to us, that your light outshines, it breaks through the darkness. May we be a people who trust that, that darkness is as light to you. And would we find you as our light in this coming year? God, thank you that you are a voice that we can know, and that your voice directs us in the ways that we should go. God, this year, if we need to, may we be courageous enough to slow our pace, to wait for your voice as our guide. Or God, may we be brave enough to quicken our pace, to follow you, to say yes to the ways which you call us. May we seek your voice on the pathways of life. God, thank you that you are our strength and that you are our refuge. God, thank you that your strength and our place of refuge in you can be found in places of quiet and solitude where we're seeking refreshment from you, and that your refuge and our strength can also be found when we are serving others, when we are seeking to be your hands and feet to those that you direct us to. God, thank you that just as Psalm 23 says that you fill us to overflowing, and God, may we be people who are reminded to go to you, our source of that which fills us, so that we may overflow your love and your justice to others. Thank you, God, that you are our unending source of love and of peace. God, may we be a people who seek you, knowing that you will be found. God, may we be a people who take on your pace in 2025. God, would you give us your eyes and your ears and your heart? May we settle into your love for us, God. May we be renewed in trust again that you see us, that you guide us, that you are present with us. May we be courageous people to cast all our burdens on you. And may we always know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, for we are engraved in the palm of your hand, and we are called your beloved. Amen.
We want to pray for us as a body, as a church, the impact on community, for our leadership, for Catherine and others. So let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for birthing the Gathering Church some 20 years ago. As you planted a vision of hope in the heart of Pastor Jim Loptison to invite a new body of believers to minister here in Kitchener. We give praise, God, for the work of the Holy Spirit in leading and guiding this body through times of challenge, through times of growth and transition. And God, we rejoice that we are part of Christ's body, the worldwide church. Thank you for your faithfulness as you call the gathering here to this Chandler Moat community, inviting us to be a source of light and hope as you work in us and through us. Oh God, may we be initiators of healing and hope. May we be people of courage who desire to walk in step with the Holy Spirit so that the people we connect with, God, that they may see the image in the face of Jesus in us. We praise you for Pastor Catherine, rejoicing in her gifts of leadership, the evidence of your calling on her life. Jesus, grant her strength, holy courage, deep wisdom, increased faith as she continues to be open and sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit in her life. Fill her with your joy. Renew her spirit with your love as she has need. And may we, as parts of the body here, support and encourage her with grace and with love. And God, this morning we just pray for your physical healing for Catherine as well as she fights. Her body is fighting a cold. Lord, just renew her, strengthen her, grant her your grace, we pray. We also give thanks for all who serve in leadership roles here on the board, vision and care, in the myriad of roles such as worship leaders, teachers, youth leaders, greeters, etc. God, thank you for the gifts that are evidenced through the body here. And we praise you for each individual who is a part of the gathering church. And Lord, as we rejoice in this body, we commit ourselves as well as individuals and as a body to walk with you as your servants. And together we now pray as you taught your disciples to pray. And again, the words are available up on the screen as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. As we conclude this morning and this time of prayer together this morning, we want to pray for the peace of God in our lives. We lit the candle of peace this morning as one of our candles. But our world needs to experience peace. We need to be at peace within ourselves as well with our relationship with God. So let's take some time to pray for ourselves, for our world, in terms of God's peace. Jesus, thank you that you are the Prince of Peace, that you call us to live in peace with you and with each other. God, calm our hearts and our minds by your presence. Help us to rest in you. If we are in conflict with another person, another individual, God, grant us the courage and the wisdom to resolve that issue so that peace will reign in our lives and that you, God, will be honored in that. And when we see situations over which we have no control, we simply cry out to you, God, have mercy. O God of life and love and peace, our hearts break for the people of the Middle East, for the victims of the violent attacks by Hamas, for all those in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, and beyond who have suffered through bombs and bullets, lack of food and housing, for those in our world who live with the fear and insecurity, for those who suffer from the intergenerational trauma of violence, God, have mercy. Our hearts also break for those living in Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and so many countries in our world where hatred and fear seems to overwhelm and reign supreme. We pray that weapons of war would be laid down, that walls of separation would be dismantled, that prisoners of war would be released, and that demonizing of, quote, the other, quote, would cease. God, give political leaders the ability, the desire to seek the good of all people throughout the world. And God, our hearts break for our world. We pray for your peace to reign in our communities, in this community here at Chandler Mode, in our families, and in our churches. May your justice dwell in our land. May your righteousness abide in fruitful fields. May the effect of righteousness be quiet, quietness, and trust. God, may the effect of justice be peace and enduring peace. And I invite you to stand as we finish this prayer time to pray in song as Debbie and the team lead us, make us instruments of your peace. Let's sing together and pray together. What does it look like to be an instrument of peace for God? Not really sure what that may be. But again, my prayer would be that each of us as individuals are open to say, God, do what you need to do in us. Do what you need to do through us to make a difference in our world, to be instruments of peace. Again, thank you for sharing in worship and time together. Thank you for those who led us in leadership and prayer. Go from this place into the world and into a new year with hope, firmly fixed on Jesus, our risen Savior. The peace of Christ giving you strength for each day, the joy of Christ giving life to your soul, and the love of God flowing in you and through you. Lift your hands just in welcoming God's blessing over us this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and grant you his peace. Amen. Amen. Go into 2025 knowing that God walks with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.